During board reports, all members expressed concern for subsistence resources in Bristol Bay following this year's hot, dry summer.
Unprecedented warm weather is a long season for sunscreen. It raised a lot of concern for wildlife, but I think more importantly, it raised a bar for everybody paying attention.
That's Frank Woods, a council member from Dillingham. He pointed out that the heat shifted the timing of subsistence activities, like when moose hunting was most productive.
Not only are hunting and fishing seasons are affected, but also are we, when and how we harvest, I think, are important. When moose started getting into rut and moving around is when they actually started seeing, becoming more successful.
Billy Trevon, a member from Nundalton, described how the heat melted more glacial ice around Lake Clark. That runoff brought more silt into the lake, turning it milky and opaque, and making it nearly impossible for people and animals to fish.
That the lake was milky right up to the shores. You can't even see 3 feet off the shore because of the melting. So a lot of our animals, mammals, struggled to survive, mostly the birds, because they couldn't see the fish to survive.
During the meeting, the council voted to support 4 of 5 regional proposals. It opposed 1 statewide proposal. One of the proposals the board supported would allow hunters to shoot caribou from a stationary snow machine. A major incentive to support the proposal was to align federal regulations with state law. Members Frank Woods and Dan Dunaway both said the change would create more continuity across state and federal land regulations. Nancy Morris-Lyons said it would clarify a tool that has been in the toolbox. Gayla Hossett is the Director of Natural Resources at the Bristol Bay Native Association and Second Chief of the Chulhyung Tribal Council. Hossett pointed out that using equipment to position animals was a traditional way of hunting.
The snow machine has just taken the place of the snowshoes and the dog teams, and now we're just, as technology goes on, that's where we are at today.
Fish and Game remained neutral on the proposal, but wildlife management biologist Lauren Watine cautioned that the Mulchatna caribou herd has declined sharply since 2016. At that point, it numbered around 27,000 animals. Now it's a mere 13,500.
The department is concerned that this method will likely lead to high levels of disturbance, resulting in increased energetic demands at important times of the year for the caribou, especially if the same groups of animals are being hunted on a daily basis.
Discussion of the Mulchatna caribou herd continued the second day of the meeting. Opinions on management ranged widely. In a letter to the Bristol Bay Advisory Committee, the Regional Council for Western Interior Alaska recommended that the hunts be closed completely. Chair Jack Rieckhoff suggested that high harvest numbers and inaccurate hunting reports were the cause of the decline.
We need to close the winter hunt now, because one more winter of high harvest on that herd could push this herd to the point where it could be down for decades.
The Mulchatna herd's population numbers have fluctuated greatly over the decades, but according to Fish and Game, the reasons for the herd's sharp decline in recent years remain unknown.
It could be something with the age structure of the herd that could be off balance. There could be problems on the landscape. There could be disease, reduced forage available.
WIA was just recommending that the hunts be closed. It did not submit a formal request. Still, Frank Woods, one of the council members from Dillingham, expressed deep concern about that recommendation.
As a user and person that travels pretty hard and feeds my family throughout what we're talking about, is it's frustrating. It is totally frustrating. I have a hard time. I've been a board cycle or two since we relaxed the caribou hunting restrictions on users. And now within 2 years, a year, 2 years, we're totally cutting it off. That kind of is alarming.
As its final action, the advisory council moved to support 2 requests by the Chulhyung Tribal Council. It agreed to write a letter endorsing the Department of Interior's critiques of the proposed Pebble Mines draft environmental review. The advisory council also agreed to recommend evaluating Pebble's impacts on subsistence users. The Federal Subsistence Board will hold its wildlife regulatory meeting to vote on the proposals in April 2020. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.